Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need you to admit the worst decision you've ever made. Your bad decisions. They can be drunk decisions. Okay. They can be just like, it's, you know, when you're in the middle of Nebraska and you're starving and you pull over at a gas station and you're like, I haven't had sushi in a while.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a wild decision to make.
It's a wild decision to make.
I have one in mind.
Okay.
When I first started this job, there was a happy hour and we all went, we were having a great time and Dane came and then Slacker suggested we go take this party to the next place. And about nine Savvy bees later, I got home and I puked.
I want you to understand, it was probably more like 29 savvy bees later. We started not telling you when we refilled your glass.
It was a terrible idea.
And lots of eggs. We did a little bit. It was bad.
No, the eggs were the first.
We still got eggs that night.
Okay, but not nearly as many
as the first night.
Aaron blew chunks. This time it was me because I had so much Sauvignon Blanc. And with my new bosses, well, I didn't throw up with them, but
holding
hands. It also didn't help. Look, I'm not talking trash about Ocean Prime because I love those people over there.
Yeah.
Lisa, Shelby, shout out. What?
Love them.
But it didn't help that we were already a little buzzed from Halo. Mm-hmm. And then when we walked in, they're like, Utah, Savvy B. Like, they recognized her. Yeah. So she was feeling high on the hog and was like, they know me, let's go. And then it was just Savvy B. Just a train off the tracks, man.
Yeah, I haven't been back to Ocean Prime.
You haven't?
No.
Let's go.
Let's
go.
We're going to keep some deviled eggs. We're going to keep the deviled eggs and the Savvy B low.
I don't. So that's a great example.
Thank you.
Like, one time, my bad decision, like I woke up like on a Thursday or whatever, and I went out on my front porch and I was like, what are all these packages? Oh. I brought them inside and I start opening them up and there was a, what do you call it? Katana sword.
Ooh.
What?
Like the Japanese samurai sword. Which since I was a child, like when I was little, swords weren't as readily available. So I would my dad would build houses and stuff. There was chunks of metal and I would like form them into swords and like wrap duct tape or whatever around the hand and make a handle. And I would do all sorts of, cause there was movies like Beastmaster and like by the power of Grayskull. Who is that? He-Man. Yeah. Everyone had a sword, but like you couldn't buy swords. They didn't make swords at stores. Anyway. So apparently I bought a katana sword and on whatever, TX probably knows this, I bought it on QVC or somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
One of the hours where it's like, how many knives do you need in your life? Because it was a katana sword, but it came with like 37 different pocket knives and the Rambo knife and whatever.
It was a Today's Special Value?
Well, I don't know.
You guys.
Because I don't remember buying them.
Wow.
So I clearly was on Savvy B and like, right. Came home and the sword channel was like,
how do you end up on the sword channel?
I don't know.
How do you end up on anything else?
I think what happened was I was out of town when I ordered them.
Oh.
So, like, because I don't know where the Sword Channel, I don't know where QVC is at my house, but in a hotel, you go in, you're like, and you're just like, no, no, no. Swords.
Okay.
And I ordered them. And
how
then
much
like,
money do you think you spent?
Oh, I went back and looked. I think it was like $600. Okay. But you guys, I gave really cool knives as presents for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, oh, you need a pocket knife? Huh.
I have 12 of them now. Yeah. It's been awesome.
But that, I mean, is a bad decision because nobody needs any knives.
No, especially not you.
Yeah. No, and I don't even know where the katana is anymore.
That's
alarming.
Me,
yeah.
No, but come on.
Just a loose sword.
I probably gave it all right. They don't have to be drunk decisions is the point.
Right. Mm.
I think a lot of them will be.
I don't think we nailed the point with our two stories, but.
We didn't.
Right.
Like, it could just be, like, I saw somebody saying they were a kid and they didn't think they could make it all the way to the bathroom, so they peed outside. They was like, boy, I can just pee right here. And a bee stung him in the junk.
No.
Yes, he wasn't hammered, but it was just like, run the extra 16 steps.
Right.
Or get your junk out in front of a beehive.
Yeah.
Bad decision.
16 steps.
Yeah, 16 steps, better decision. Mm-hmm. Okay? So if you've made a terrible decision, we'd love to hear all about it. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call.
There was a day in high school. I think it was after like the day of my last finals. So I was very excited. I just wanted to go home. You know, wasn't doing anything. But I thought, I'm going to go to the pet store. And I started looking at the turtles.
Erin.
Because I want to celebrate being a graduate with a turtle. And yeah, so I ended up walking out with a turtle.
You bought a turtle?
I did.
How long did that turtle live?
I ended up giving it to a friend.
It's probably still alive.
Yeah, probably.
Hmm.
That is
okay. But what? Okay. It's just a wild. Look. We want you to call with your bad decisions, and we will try not to judge you.
That's right.
But like, I've been drunk. I've been sober. I've been sad. I've been happy. But I've never went, turtle.
Right. And that's what makes
Aaron
special.
I'm a katana sword guy.
But they're so cute.
They're little, but then they get turned into a big turtle.
No, not always.
That's a tortoise.
Oh, really? The little
ones
stay little?
Like this big? Yeah. Their shells are at least for that big.
Okay.
What's a turtle look like without its shell?
I don't know. I don't know if it's possible.
Let's get one and saw it out.
No.
We're doing bad decisions.
With your sword?
Yes.
He lost it.
I'll get another one. Yeah. Hack, do you have one?
I do, yeah. When I was in high school,
we don't have time for it.
Okay.
Seriously?
It could be a great tease for moving forward. Can we hear his story next?
Sure.
Does it involve turtles or swords?
Neither.
Okay. If you want to hear a great story or tell yours, we're doing bad decisions. Coming up next, 303-222-5423.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about bad decisions, and I made the terrible decision to let Tiak begin a story about his bad decision when there wasn't enough radio time left. So now we have time for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go through our bad decisions real quick. Aaron bought a turtle.
Yep.
You
got really drunk my first week of work here.
Yeah, RBB.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I bought a bunch of swords and knives.
Wow. Yes. Drunk. Okay.
Well, yeah.
My bad decision story, I was in high school and I was in my car and I picked up a couple of my buddies and they're like, hey, we're going to this place. But they were being real vague. They wouldn't tell me. They were like, we'll just tell you how to get there. So they're giving me directions. Bad decision number one.
Dude, don't. Bad, like letting, you're,
yeah.
This so, is how you end up in jail.
Pretty close.
Or dead.
Yeah. Ended up literally in woods, like going back woods where there was a woods party where people were. And then my car got stuck in the said woods, had to get it pulled out. Car, the bottom of the car is not meant for going off road.
No, obviously, it's a car. You're scraping all like your catalytic converter and all that.
So I had to go to like the late night car wash and try to spray under it. I thought I got it all clean until the next morning. My dad woke me up and said,
Tyler!
Sounds very good. He said, why is there mud underneath my car?
Oh, you were in your dad's car?
Well, nobody has my car is my dad's car.
Yeah.
When you're in trouble, everything becomes my father.
Yeah.
You know?
That's how it goes. Got it.
I thought I'd cleaned it all the way, and I didn't have a good reason. And the worst part, I didn't even know where I was to give him a straight answer. So I was, just babbling. Like I was.
You were still drunk?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't even drink. That's why they had me do it, because I was driving. They just tricked me to drive him there.
Oh.
But I didn't have a good backup plan because I thought I had covered my tracks.
So you literally were like saying to your dad, like, well, I don't know. We were at this thing. And
there was a guy.
And they just told me to drive and I didn't know
where.
And he's like, Yeah, bad decisions all around.
All right. Well, let's take some calls here. Raina.
Yay.
What are we doing? Bad decisions.
Yes.
Oh, I've made an ass one. It was hard to choose one.
What?
It's hard to choose one.
Oh, yeah. Go.
So the one that sorry, I'm losing my voice right now, unfortunately. So my friends and I thought it was a great idea after some, you know, other outside stuff, you know, no alcohol, little mushrooms probably, to get our snowboards out in the middle of in a rainstorm to go snowboarding down the muddy hill at the back of our house.
Snowboarding?
Yeah.
That's going to go well.
Oh, it went fabulous. It went great because we live over in Green Mountain, so it's not like it's a small hill. And so I get, you know, halfway down, I'm bombing it like it's no big deal. Well, I hit a giant rock.
Yeah.
Hit my front end, snap my board in half, go flying.
Yeah.
Snap the concrete at the bottom, break my two front teeth. And then everyone behind me is still going as fast as I am at night, does not know this happened because we did not have lights on. We weren't speaking.
So then it's now a 6-human pileup at the bottom of the hill with you with broken face.
Yeah. And of course, it's right, you know, by 6th Avenue, so that's rough. It was probably one of the worst choices I've ever made. I mean, I have 2 false front teeth now, so.
You have an unlimited pass to call for Drunker Kid anytime you want. Because I feel like you've got stories.
Yeah.
4 days. How are your teeth?
She said false.
They look good now.
Yeah.
But they're not real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I cried not because it hurt, because my teeth are like mine and my family. Like, they're like, what's your favorite asset? My teeth. Not my ass.
Yeah, I
my
would
teeth.
Cry too.
Okay. Thank you, Raina. Thank you for calling. What is going on? Chris?
Yay.
Bad decisions. What do you got?
When I was in high school, I turned down a 4-year full scholarship from diving for a boy that I grew up with. And then we ended up having a big custody battle and blah, 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 blah.
Mm. You'll always be known as the girl who didn't go to Paris.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
That just reminded me, I've told it before, but remember when that company was like, you should get on board with this, man. You've got this water company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was like 50 cents on board. I'm like, there's already Dasani and Aquafina. There's no room in the market for another water company. It was Smart Water.
Oh. Yep. So that, the bad decision was not.
Not.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to get money from me. I'm no idiot. Tony.
Cody.
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 I asked him three times what his name was. We did not make much progress.
They got it in the first second. Yeah, okay. I didn't hear it.
All right, Cody, what was your bad decision calling this show, I guess?
We were on a camping trip at Lake McConaughey, and we wanted to start a fire on the beach, which is far away from the campsites. And one of my friends put gasoline in a beer can and handed it to me. And I ended up slamming most of the beer before I realized it was gasoline.
You drank it?
Yeah.
Ew.
It didn't hit your lips and immediately
hit your nose even.
Yeah.
It was a long weekend of camping.
You don't say. Yeah.
Did you? I mean, you didn't die. Did you rush to like Ogallala Hospital?
No, just kept drinking water and trying to get it all out.
Didn't light a cigarette.
Put sugar in him.
Like he lights a cigarette and.
Yeah, man.
Bye.
Bye. Don't get too close to the fire that you were.
Chunks of Tony Cody.
Ew.
Al.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Bad decisions. What happened?
I was walking home from school when I was 12 years old, and there was a Cadillac that looked like Nick Nolte's car, and the keys were hanging off the door, and I stole the car. Of course, at 12 years old, you could barely see over the dashboard.
You were 12, yeah.
I was passing by a sheriff, and they saw me, made a U-turn, came after me. Well, I had two friends with me, but... I ended up jumping out of the car and letting the car go. It went through a wall and hit a house. I ran. My two friends got caught because one broke a leg and they got him. But I ended up getting away. They ended up telling on me. And I got arrested. And I was on probation from 12 years old to like 17 years old.
Too harsh a punishment. Buddy, what were you thinking?
I wasn't. I was like, I want to drive this car.
Thought his friends would be cooler.
Yeah, not rat me out, man.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.